All right, this is September 23rd. How to don't play the game.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I do hope that that's slowly sinking in to your consciousness so that you do every once in a while have that thought come through your head that you are a god or you are a goddess. If that isn't happening, I do hope what is happening is that you feel that you're connected to this thing that we call God. Because there's no separation. You have to have a feeling that you're connected to everything. And that, when I say everything, I mean everything in the universe. It's just a big web of life that is over the entire universe. And there's only one life, and that life we call the life of God. You can call it anything that you want. And that one life takes many forms. So we're all come from that one life. Everything comes from that one life. So we are connected individually as human beings, but we're also connected to everything that's living. We're connected to the plants. We're connected to the animals. We're connected to everything because that life is permeating everything. I have a plant room at my house, and my college roommate is a horticulturist. And when he came out, he says to me, "You should cut that limb off, Dallas." And I looked at him and I said, "Would you like your arm cut off?" He said, "Well, no." I said, "Well, then I'm not cutting that limb off. I don't go around chopping things down, and that's a life. It's living. If it wants to do that, I allow it to do that." My brother, you may not know, is a florist. And his attitude, when I say my plant is sick, he says, "Throw it out and get another one." I said, "No, Jack, I'm going to put that." Sometimes I put them in intensive care. I do all kinds of things with them. But he works around it all the time. And, of course, it's good for him if people throw the plants out because he can sell them another one, you know. But you have to start looking at what's around you and realize that everything is life, everything is living, you know. Amazing, too, life, when we say it comes in so many different forms. There was a little speck on my counter the other morning, and I thought, now what kind of smaller, minute little thing? And I thought, well, what is that? And I went to go get it, and it started to walk. Well, and was the smallest little thing, you could hardly see it. That's life. It's life everywhere. It's life everywhere. There's a wonderful saying that goes this way. Such is the nature of life. Is all at once and all it asks is an opportunity to appear. And the rest of it is you are that opportunity and so am I. But you have to realize that life is always pushing. This thing, this life force, this thing that we give a name to, we call it a God. Who knows what it is? It's an energy. It's a life. It's an intelligence. It's always pushing forward. You can call it consciousness, by the way. You can call it consciousness. And consciousness is always pushing. And it's always changing form. It's always making new forms. Someday, if we don't straighten ourselves out and start to think correctly, consciousness will replace us. Will replace us with something that thinks differently, that thinks better. As you look back at history, you will see that that has happened many, many times. Because things come into existence to go out of existence. That's what this is all about. In the Bible, when it says it came to pass. It came to pass metaphysically means it came into existence to pass out of existence. We came into existence on this plane of action. We will pass out of existence on this plane of action. You see, life will continue. I mentioned this at the beginning of this series called Don't Play the Game. Many people think that the idea is life